From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to vote Monday on a draft resolution affirming any decision to change the status of Jerusalem has no legal effect. The Egypt-drafted document does not mention President Donald Trump's decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests over the U.S. decision, including two Turkish cities, Ankara and Diyarbakir. There were also protests in Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian territories. In Paris, Habir Hamad says she's angered over the U.S. decision, saying it forgets Palestinians and their rights. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding about Jerusalem, even with the Israeli capture of all the city in 1967.
That is to say, East Jerusalem, the old city and its suburbs, are considered by the U.N. and the international community to be occupied territories, and therefore no change in that status, that sense of being occupied, can be tolerated by the global community on the part of anybody. And that's really what's being expressed here. And the Trump administration's decision has completely upended that.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar Sunday said the UN-backed government is obsolete with the expiration of a two-year mandate and suggested he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections the UN is trying to arrange next year. Speaking in Benghazi, Haftar also appeared to dismiss UN efforts to bridge differences between the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli and the Eastern administration in Tobruk. This is VOA News. In Latin America, the Election Tribunal of Honduras ruled that incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez prevailed in a bitterly contested election that brought sometimes violent protests to the streets. Mr. Hernandez, a center-right ally of the U.S., won a narrow 1.5% victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who was charged fraud. Rice University Latin American analyst Mark Jones said Nasralla is reportedly seeking U.S. help.
Certainly, Salvador Nasralla, his opponent, can travel to Washington and complain about fraud. But the reality also is that President Hernandez has been a strong ally of the United States, whereas Salvador Nasralla is linked to Mel Zelaya, who is widely seen as being antagonistic to U.S. interests in the region.
Meanwhile, in Chile, conservative Sebastian Piñera won the presidency Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over center-right opponent Alejandro Gutiérrez. He said he hopes to build a good future for all his countrymen. Mr. Piñera has vowed to cut taxes, double growth, and eliminate poverty. The outcome was seen by some as a referendum on the tenure of outgoing President Michelle Bachelet. President Donald Trump is expected to deliver a speech on national security Monday. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on Fox News Sunday, said the U.S. is in economic competition with Beijing.
This isn't about trade wars. This is about reciprocal fair trade. And if we have to protect American workers and put on tariffs or other things where they don't have fair trade with us, the president will do that.
Mnuchin said the president believes fair trade does not exist with China, including a big trade deficit. He said the U.S. wants a more balanced and fair trade relationship. At least four people were killed in Nigeria Sunday when gunmen opened fire on a military-escorted U.N. World Food Program convoy carrying civilians and food aid near Gamboro along the Cameroon border. The gunmen are believed to have been members of the Boko Haram Sunni insurgency. In the Ukrainian capital Kiev Sunday, police clashed with supporters. A former provincial governor and former Georgian president, Mikhail Saakashvili, who was released from a brief detention last week after being accused of trying to orchestrate a coup. He's accused President Poroshenko of corruption, accusations the Ukrainian leader denies. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked President Donald Trump Sunday at a telephone call after U.S. intelligence provided information to Russia that prevented a potentially deadly bomb attack in St. Petersburg. The White House said the planned attack had the potential of killing a large number of people. Russian law enforcement was able to arrest suspects before their plans could be carried out. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.